KUTX 98.9, I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A, and we couldn't be more honored today than to have Mr. Bob Mould. Welcome, Bob.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, everybody.
We're here with our concert club members, who we would like to thank for their ongoing support. So if you don't already know, Bob Mould is a founding member of one of the most influential rock bands, Husker Du. Also formed a group called Sugar, and I believe you were living in Austin at that time.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, 90s, yeah.
All right. And then has gone on to do well over a dozen albums under his own name. He has a new album coming out on February the 8th called Sunshine Rock. He was in town last night to play at the Hi, How Are You show in honor of Daniel Johnston. And you a friend of Daniel's?
I ran into Dan a few times. But, you know, big fan of his work, and it was a really great show last night, the Hi, How Are You project. I'm a little over-caffeinated, so I apologize in advance.
Well, we're thrilled that you took the time to come in and to Studio 1A. So without further ado, live from Studio 1A, this is Bob Mould on KUTX.
So it's called Sunny Love Song. It's a new one, and I've never played it live, so bear with me.
We started out so awkwardly. There was rain and cold and dark. I wonder why I left the sun behind me. No more brownies in the park. It's a long, long way from California to Berlin. So filled with melancholy. Winter came and paralyzed me. Throw my gravel over rice. I'm like a polar bear crawling through the tundra of some penumbral paradise. As I make my way to pen and paper, my guitar, some weed, imagination. January days blending into gray. When the magic comes, the clouds get blown away. Yeah. My troubles, they are ending. My troubles, they got few. Well, if I write a sunny love song every day, like it shines so bright on you. So true, yeah, yeah. Troubles, they got ending. My sorrows, they got due. I could write a sunny love song every day. I can shine so bright on you. It's not true, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not bad. Thank you. I made it.
Bob Mould is our guest this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. Sunny Love Song. That's not a title we might normally associate with you.
No, and it's not ironic at all. It's serious.
So how did you turn a leaf?
Well, I think, you know, we need all the sunshine we can get
yes,
these days,
we do.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, when I started with Husker Du in the 80s, I was, you know, very politically active and aware, and still am. And in those days, felt a real need, you know, urgency to broadcast against, you know, Reagan, I guess, at the time. All those things. And now I think with these people, it's just I'm not going to pay service to this. I think it'd be stating the obvious. So good to write from a brighter perspective. You know, personally, last handful of years, you know, lost both parents and thought, you know, I just don't really want to write another down record. So when the song Sunshine Rock became known to me, you know, in the spring of 17, I used that as a tent pole to write this album around, you know, really trying to, you know, sort of like how some of us diet and you put those little post-it notes on the refrigerator, you know, don't go in there. You know? So it's like right to the sunshine. So that's, you know, that's sort of the story.
So you're living in Berlin now. What prompted you to move to Berlin, and what effect has that had on your creative process?
Berlin is it's a wonderful city. I mean, I've been going there for decades as a touring musician, and I used to go occasionally for vacations. At the beginning of 2016, as Patch the Sky was coming out, my previous album, I knew that the campaign would be but so long, and then at that point I'd have an extended period of time off. And I've been living in San Francisco, well, it's for 7 years at that point, and just thought, what the heck, I have some free time, maybe I'll do something different. And, you know, found a small apartment in Berlin and been spending most of the last 2 years, the better part of the last 3 years there. And it's a real wonderful city. Mm.
So we're here with Bob Mould, live in Studio 1A. And I read in a recent interview how you mentioned that you consider yourself a real innovative rhythm guitarist, but not such a hot, you know, kind of lead player. And I remember the first time I saw you with Husker Du back in the 80s at Liberty Lunch. And I'm an old school guy, you know, two verses, a guitar solo, another verse and out. And I went to see Husker Du, and they totally, I mean, I considered it one long guitar solo. It was it totally changed my perception of listening to music. It was pretty wild. So where do you come with that style of that heavy rhythm?
Heavy rhythm? Well, I mean, Husker Du being a three-piece and Sugar being a three-piece, my current band being a three-piece, a lot of responsibility falls on the guitar player to carry the rhythm, but also be able to play leads inside of, you know, alongside the rhythm part, which is, you know, I guess, you know, people like Pete Townsend, Richard Thompson, things like that, you know, people who are much better than I, but, you know, sort of, I can, you know, sort of gleaned a lot from watching and listening to them play. It's just a matter of covering all that space, you know. Yeah, I think the stuff that I do well is those just sort of dense blocks of chords, and you sort of hear you can pick out whatever melody you want inside of that, you know, as opposed to wah, dun, 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 which is awesome too, but my thing is more just, you know, constant sound coming at you, so.
Bob Mould has a new album coming out on the 8th of February called Sunshine Rock, and he'll be coming back to Austin. I assume that'll be with your band.
Yeah, I think we are here on, is it Wednesday, April 3rd?
It's April the 3rd at the Mohawk, right. All right. You got another song for us?
Not only do I have my tour itinerary memorized, but I have another song for you. So.
Oh, good.
And again, apologies in advance. You don't know what it sounds like, so I guess I can't really mess it up because it's another new one. So this one's called The Final Years. Slowing down, foot caressing pavement with caution, not like before when we ran with abandon across the rocks and cracks, fissured earth and shattered sky, needs to grow so terribly high. We wandered for days in a complicated maze. The spirit surely lost our way.
when I land on the other side. I wonder if things have been different. I wanna wake up and be different. I'm choking the life from the past, clutching my stories, a satchel full, a cache of indignation. Where did I put my sense of misplaced rage? Who crossed the lines I dreamt up in my fevered state? Like children acting out familiar fears. What do we cherish in the final years? Of my sense of misplaced rage. Who crossed the lines I dreamt up in my fevered state? Like children acting out familiar fears. What do we cherish? Who in the final years? In the final years.
Thank you.
Bob Mould, live in Studio One, our guest today. And again, is that one off the new album?
Yeah, that's also off the new album.
Okay, Sunshine Rock, the name of the new one, will be out April. It'll actually be out February the 8th. So you moved to Austin in the early 90s.
Yep.
What brought you to Austin, and what do you remember about living in Austin in the early 90s?
Well, you mentioned Liberty Lunch, which that's my you know, first impressions of Austin was driving in from probably Dallas or Houston or somewhere back in the early 80s and showing up at Liberty Lunch and, you know, with Janine and Mark and a big plate of enchiladas and a sound check and an awesome club and amazing crowds and wonderful bands, the Big Boys and Dicks. You know, I mean, it was just a pretty magical time for Austin. And I remembered that, you know, from the 80s, and I think it was the maybe May of 1993, I was living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and had had enough of New York for that moment, and came to Austin and set up shop and made a few records and 3.5 years of my life here. And it was a great city back then. It's a great city now. It's a very different city. Looks like you're handling big city problems as best could be expected.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a lot more traffic than you're used to, and it seems like there's nowhere to park downtown. But other than that, pretty much the same. When we go South Congress, we get done this. So.
All right. Well, Bob Mould, thanks for coming in this afternoon. We are going to close out the live portion of the broadcast, and Bob's going to stick around and play some more for our concert club members, who again we thank for coming in and supporting
the
station.
Thank you.
Cliff Hargrove is our on-air engineer. Jake Perlman is doing the in-house mix. Our multimedia team today is Jorge Sanhuesa Lyon and Gabriel Perez, along with Tristan Ipok. And a great big thank you, as always, to Deidre Gott, who books all the live music here in Studio 1A. So thanks for tuning in. And this is KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.